כן? הטעם של סגולה זה התורה הקדושה להביא לדבקות בהשם יוסם וכל המצוות. The reason why it is a why the Torah has the why the Torah has Torah learning has the ability to bring a person to connection to Hashem more than any other mitzvah. Yesh levar by fan of Hashem, we could explain this in different ways. Reishis, first of all, kenizkaliel, as above mentioned, sheshkula haTorah connected to kol mitzvot, that the Torah is equal to all the mitzvahs put together.
Studying Torah,
right. Ve'im kol mitzvah he connected every mitzvah, and since we know that each mitzvah corresponds to one limb, right? We have 248 mitzvahs and 248 limbs. Each mitzvah corresponds to one limb. So if that's the case, then haTorah kedusha, then learning Torah chederes b'chol chalkei haguf shel ha'adam. That would mean that if the Torah learning equals all mitzvahs, that would mean that that Torah learning takes through the entire body, encompasses all the limbs of a person's body. Midos hamoyach or midos alev, from the attributes of the brain to the attributes of the heart, advarim absorium, to the limbs of flesh, mother ativis, and it permeates the dwelling place of a person's desires. Umezachechas he as midos hamoyach, and it purifies the attributes of the brain, meaning chachmasai, the person's wisdom, binasai, the person's understanding, vedatei shalotam, and the knowledge of a person. Rigshei levava yitzhukaisav, the emotions of his heart and his desires. Avosai, his love, yirosai, his fear, his parusai, and his glory. Umidais vayivarem, and the attributes of the limbs, which is netach hoidisai, mother of Tivus, and the dwelling place of the Tivus, which is referring to Yisoid. Hakoyach ha'iloyi shel haTorah, this lofty power of the Torah, metaher gam es b'sar gufay mikol le'am, it also purifies the flesh of his body from all filth. When Shekosav ha'maral, b'kam ha'kamim, as ha'maral writes in numerous places, She'ein Yisrael Talmud Chacham al Hamaretz Rak Bahaskalosli v'Talmudai. The advantage of a Talmud Chacham, the advantage of a learned person over a ignoramus person, or an ignorant person, is not only through by the Talmud Chacham's intellect and his learning. The Maral says that the body and the flesh of a Talmud Chacham is not like the body of an Amoritz, meaning the effect of the Torah purifies every part of a person's body. Chazal say, somebody who learns Torah when he is young, divrei Torah nivloyim v'damav, the words of Torah become absorbed in his blood. Damai kvar eino kedam kol adam, his blood is no longer like the blood of any other person. Ela Torah kedosh blua v'damai. Chazal are telling us that the Torah is absorbed in his blood. V'zeh hoyo gam inyan hakodesh v'abrokim v'kabolas haTorah. This was the concept and the reason for the thunder and the lightning during Kabbalah HaTorah. Ad v'yechad kolam ha'shev ha'machna, to the point that it caused the entire nation and the camp to tremble. What was the point? La'agdir o'ir ha'torah v'chol chelke ha'agum. When a person trembles, that it is something that permeates the entire body. So the point was to instill the light of Torah in all parts of a person's body, the upper parts of a person's body and the lower parts of a person's body. K'moichein, and so also Ashpoz HaToyre Yibuchol HaItim V'hamatzavim Sh'adam Nimtzimahem. So also, the effect of the Torah is in all times and in all situations that a person finds himself in. K'mamar HaKosav, as the Pasuk says, B'shalechecha Tancha Yischa, when you walk, the Torah will lead you. B'shach B'cha Tishmer Alecha, when you sleep, the Torah will watch over you. Kitzoisa, when you wake up, Hisisichecha, the Torah will be what you talk about. Ayala Zahavim, the Pasuk continues, it is a Ayelas Ahavim V'yalas Chayim. It is a I'm not going to do justice to this tonight. I mean, this pasuk is here. The first pasuk is here. Is it here? I think it's in Shashir. Huh?
Where's the pasuk here? It says
Champagne. Yeah, but that's after. No.
Here it is.
Oh.
Yalazam, yalazchein. It's Chesed Tes. A beloved hind inspiring favor. Okay, her breasts will satiate you in all times. You will always be intoxicated with her love. It's a reference to the Torah. And when it says that her breasts will satiate you in all times, that means meaning that the Torah will be there for the person at all times and all situations, in all situations that pass over a person in his lifetime. Even the most difficult times, Tamid Yimtza Pisrainai. A person will always find the answer through the Torah. Shehi magna umatzli, the Torah protects and saves. Gam v'shoyis hakashoyis, even in the most difficult times. Shlo yovidish tenoisav, that the person should not lose hope. Lo yisiyayish chas v'sholom, a person should not give up. Mishborim gufniyim, in physical breakdowns, in nafshim v'ruchniyim, or emotional or spiritual breakdowns. And he'll always find a way to strengthen himself. So basically he's telling us, the Torah is not going to help you that you shouldn't have breakdowns. It's not going to help you that you're not going to, every person has times that he's going to fall. But if you have the Torah, a person will be able to strengthen himself. Huh? Yeah. And even in times where the Yetzirah attacks the person and tries to chase him out of the world, and burns in him like a fire, he will find his savior in the Torah. Because the Torah is a fire that consumes fire. It means it's the fire of Torah consumes the fire of the Yetzer. It says in the pasuk, "Halikoy dvorai ka'esh." We find in the pasuk that the word that the Torah is compared to fire. Well, there Shamro Chazal, as Chazal say, "Kalaisik ve'esh haTorah." He who learns, so he who is involved with the fire of Torah, ain esh shal gehenim shodetas by. The fire of gehenim does not affect such a person.
Where's
Jack? I created the Torah as its remedy.
You just said that yesterday.
Yep. Eish HaTorah Tzoyr Ephes is called a Hamash Adam. The fire of Torah burns all of the filth of a person. He learns Torah and is connected to it. He nurses from the Torah a strength that is hidden. And he nurses from the Torah holiness. Nourishes. The person doesn't nourish. The Torah nourishes us. Here it's saying Yonik Mimena, we take from it. Well, Derek Shalom Chazal, Rav Yonik Mimena Kedusha Torah, we nurse from the Torah sanctity and purity. Well, Derek Shalom Chazal say, Ki Beis Amdom Lefnei Har Sinai, that when we, at the time when we stood before Har Sinai, Paskez Ha'amosam, all of our Zayahama, all of our Chazal's reference is that any type of impurities, all of our impurities, were removed from us. This holy power nishar belimud dvekut haTorah still left to someone who learns and connects himself to Torah. Gam nishar belimud haTorah haKedusha, also. What remained, what is left over from Har Sinai in Torah learning is Inyan Porcha Nishmasam, is the concept of that we find by Har Sinai that their souls departed from them at the time of Muhammad Har Sinai. Shahayva Kabbalah Zatoyim Begud Ladvek Yisrael, because they were so connected at the time of Har Sinai, their souls departed from them. Why do we want that? Okay, I'm not sure what he's trying to say then. Because of, and it says in the Torah, "Vayigisa bo yom v'alayla," you should think about the Torah day and night. Ki mitzvasa, and what it means is, doesn't necessarily mean only day and night mamish. It means that the Torah will preoccupy you during the times of light and times of darkness. The mitzvah is that it will illuminate for the Yid in situations that are a concept of daylight, a time that is light for him, in all of his inyanim. And also in situations of night, when the person finds himself in darkness, the Torah satiates at all times. At all times, in all situations that a Jew finds himself in. And therefore, the Torah brings a person to connection to Hashem. connection means something that a person is always connected to, no matter on what the situation is. So the Torah has that ability to have the person connected to it at all times. There is another aspect to the Torah. You can understand this according to the parable that was said by the Rebbe Shmelke of Nicklesburg. Shabbas Melech Nishbisa Ish Kafi Megushim Oid. The daughter of the king, the princess, was captured by a very coarse individual. Shkafi, a villager. Kasha Shoval HaMelech. And when she finally returned to the king, Shalosa Avia HaMelech, so her father, the king, asked her, Ech Avra Kala Yisurim, Bizmani Yoisa B'Shviye Tzala Isha Magushim Ahu. How were you able to tolerate all of the affliction while you were there in captivity by this coarse individual? V'Amtsava Amra, so she answered, nothing was difficult for her. Even the times when he used to come close to her, and from his breath there was a terrible smell coming out. She said nothing was more difficult for her than the time that he came close to her and the odor that came out of his mouth from the coarse food that he used to eat. That's when she felt that her body was separating from her soul. That was the worst thing possible for her. What?
Must have been a bad
smell. So the Rebbe Shmelke compared this to Al Eilu Shemachabtim Menashkim Asal Torah. He said the Rebbe Shmelke used to compare this to those who go over when the Torah comes out and everybody walks over and kisses the Torah. How do you think the Torah feels? He said, "By the Torah Gedoshel Yechol Lizbol Esreichem Haran Oidav Man." Says that the Torah can't tolerate the bad smell that comes from there. From their mouths. When a Jew wants to connect to Hashem, he's talking about people that don't learn Torah. That's what Rav Shmalka said. This is amazing. If I'd have to pick my 10 favorite, Michelle probably wouldn't take this one.
Is it better to kiss it with her hands?
No, that's not the point altogether. I mean, he's basically saying, those who don't learn Torah,
we're grown.
That they should realize that they're
not refined.
They're not refined, right? The limud and the Torah, the learning Torah, is achechas and masidim imenu yazehama. It purifies the person and takes away the filth from the person and the impurities. And the bad odor that emanates from the person, which is the metaphor for the barriers that separate Ben Yehudi between the Jew, the Abba Shemayim, and his Father in Heaven. Only then can a person connect to Hashem. Powerful. According to these words, Yisboroid, it will also be explained, Mashakos of Matan Torah, the words that are written by Matan Torah, Because we have to understand what the pasuk says. Panim v'panim divra Hashem yimachem v'har mitagayish. Face to face, Hashem spoke with you on the mountain from within the fire. Ubekosuv shalachrav, and the pasuk following that it says, "Anochi oimed ben Hashem uvenechem." Moshe says, "I stood between you and Hashem." So in one pasuk it says that Hashem spoke to you face to face. The next pasuk it says that Moshe stood between us. So what happened here? Was it face to face or was it through Moshe? Karnam dwells up in Mefarshim. The Mefarshim already asked this kasha. Shalachrav v'adam soisrim. These sukkim seem to be contradictory. Yes, remember that. So we can understand this. That in order to achieve this lofty level, which is to speak to Hashem face to face, which represents the ultimate connection to Hashem. How can a physical human being achieve such a lofty level? The only advice that we have, the only tactic is, totally shaking ourselves off of physicality, and totally negating our egos, both basically mean our egos. The bechin is ayin ve'efes amuchlet to a concept of total nothingness. The vatal kol mohus aviyashus ayel bizbar shmai to totally negate our essence and our ego to the Rabbeinu Shlom. That's the only way that a person can ever achieve total dveikus. As it says in the Kedushas Levi, these are his words. V'yodua, it is known. She'en yom ha-kippurim mechava, yom kippur does not atone, ad she'achnes atzma de'b'chines ayin, until a person brings himself into a concept of ayin, which means nothingness. She'yom ha-mi, the person should say, ani, that I, v'chol ma she'yeshli, and everything that I have, v'chol ha-koycha sheli, and all of my powers, and all my strengths, ha'kol hu la'boi yizbarach, everything belongs to the Rabbeinu Shlom. And a person connects himself to the concept of ayin, which means nothingness. Those are the words of the Kedushas Levi. It is possible. Maybe this is the point of our bowing down on Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, we bow, we totally bow down on the ground. Then at the time of bowing down, and a person should have in mind that everything that he has, everything is the Rabbeinu Shleidim's. Ad kan l'shani ha-kodesh. Ubevir devarim, and an explanation of his words, nira, it seems, dehine, kol zman sheyudi dovuk b'Hashem, as long as the Jew is connected to Hashem, l'shoy letal avdinim klal, no judgment can have any effect on the person. As Rambam writes, it's only through sins, it's only then that a person views himself as a separate entity from Hashem. And then, dinim can have effect on the person. Judgment can have effect on the person. Therefore, the advice is, go back and connect yourself to Hashem. And that's only possible, only by nullifying oneself to Hashem, the Bechinas Ayin, a person has to bring himself to a level of nothingness. That everything is totally nullified to Hashem. And then he becomes connected. Then all of the judgment and all the prosecution against the person is nullified from him. No, right now we're talking. Right now he's talking about nothing. It's about nullifying oneself to Hashem. He hasn't gotten how this gets to Torah yet.
And how can you do this in nullifying?
Just say, I totally nullify myself to Hashem.
And that's pretty easy, isn't it?
I'm trying to help you.
Hang around, Tommy. That's the way.
Yeah, is that how you do it?
Can I
move in with you?
No. I could help you from afar.
No, he's gonna get to that. The Torah is gonna help us do that. In a Yom Kippur, I mean, Bechin is Yichud El Yom. Yom Kippur is there is a concept of Yichud El Yom of the upper unity. Kumarum is b'pasuk as it is hinted to in the pasuk. It says v'chol Adam la'yeh v'amoyed. It says when the Kohen Gadol is in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. It says no other person can be in the Ohel Moed, meaning there was a total unity, only the Kohen Gadol and the Rebbeinu Shlomo. B'chinas panim v'panim dibur Hashem imachem. It's the concept of face to face. Hashem speaks to us. And it is impossible to achieve that. As the Kedusha Levi said, one can only achieve that by totally nullifying one's ego to this concept of ayin, of nothingness. Since the whole atonement of Yom Kippur is through this unity, and this unity is only possible through nullifying oneself to Hashem, that is why the Kedusha Levi says that in order to achieve the atonement of Yom Kippur, one has to totally nullify himself to this concept of ayin, of nothingness. Let's finish off to the Dalai. The davar zeh merumas b'kasev, and this is all hinted to in the pasuk, Anochi amid bein Hashem uveneichem. Anochi stands between Hashem and ourselves. K'vashe pirush al Hashem Tov z'chisa ganaleinu, as the Baal Shem Tov said, she'anochi is, anochi means a person's ego. The anochi is the ego of Adam. The medes kimachitza stands as a barrier on the psychus between Hashem and Benechem that divides between ourselves and Hashem. Now the root and the source of ego comes from our physicality. And the cursed physicality cannot connect to the Rabbeinu Shlomo, who is Baruch. That's what Moshe was telling them. Even though at the time of Matan Torah Hashem spoke to you face to face, Hashem wants to speak to you face to face. But nevertheless, you should know, even though Hashem wants to speak to you face to face, you should know that the ego stands as a barrier between Hashem and between you. You won't be able to connect to Hashem unless you remove this barrier by nullifying our ego and our own essence to this concept of ayin, of nothingness. And with Hashem, 2 weeks from now we'll learn how to do that. Next week I won't be here. It won't be a shiur next week.